Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you into this space today, and thank you for coming. If this is your first time joining us, I want to encourage you to go to cultivateconnection.ca, and there you can follow us on our blog, Facebook, or Instagram. And also, if you'd like to receive these podcasts directly into your email inbox, you can subscribe there as well. That's cultivateconnection.ca. So this week we are starting a brand new series, and we're going to be making our way through Psalm 91. So just allow yourself to settle in wherever you need to be today. Beginning to allow yourself to come present into this moment. If you're seated or lying down or standing, wherever you are, maybe you notice, where is it that you can ground here? Meaning, where is your body either touching a chair or the floor? Feeling the presence of where you are. And then maybe go ahead and turn your attention towards your breath. Beginning to notice the inhale and the exhale. Notice where you feel the movement in your body as you breathe. Where do you notice expansion? Where do you notice that releasing happening? Maybe if it feels comfortable for you, can you begin to lengthen out the breath just a little bit? Not forcing, but just allowing the breath to naturally begin to lengthen. Making a little bit more space, a little bit more room for that inhale. Do you notice any rhythm or pattern to your breathing? Do you notice any sensation as you breathe? Would you describe your breath today as smooth, maybe as ease, or maybe it feels sticky, forced, or maybe it feels something else? Just take a moment. How would you describe your breath? Remembering there's no right or wrong. We're just observing. We're allowing ourselves to come as simply as we are into this present space, because it's in the present space we meet with the Lord. As you continue to notice the breath, I'm going to open us in prayer for today. I'm God, I thank you for every inhale that you give us, for every exhale. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that we have access to your presence through your Son, Jesus, and through the Holy Spirit. God, I thank you for the gift of breath today. I thank you for the gift of your Spirit today that dwells within us. Lord, I just pray today that you would speak to our hearts, that you would teach us your ways through your word, that you would bring a spirit of enlightenment that draws us into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We want to know you more. Will you have your way in this time and in this space in each one listening? Will you break down any barriers or walls that keep us from knowing you more? Will you come and fill us with your goodness, your truth, your love? May we breathe in refreshing today and release any burdens that we're carrying unnecessarily. So maybe just to settle in today, you take a few nice, deep, full breaths. And maybe even giving yourself permission to open mouth and exhale like a sigh, like just a releasing. And you can do that a couple more times with sound or without, just finding what brings release for you here so that you can settle in, releasing any busyness of the mind or burdens of the day on that exhale. Will you give yourself permission to come just as you are? And we'll take a moment to check in with right where we're at. This invitation to know what's going on in yourself. For it's in the place where we know ourselves that we can truly know God as well. We can't disconnect from ourselves and expect to be able to connect with God. So taking a moment to notice any emotions or feelings today, what's going on in your heart? If you could ask your heart today, how are you doing? What's going on for you? What might be your heart's reply? And are you able to come just as you are with how your heart is before the Lord? To invite Him into this heart space, does that feel comfortable for you today? Remembering that you always have a choice during this meditation. You get to choose what you desire in this space. And if you ever feel hesitant, it's perfectly fine. You can simply ask the Lord, God, what is this hesitation? And maybe as we begin, you simply ask the Holy Spirit, are there any burdens that I am carrying today unnecessarily? Is there something I'm holding on to that no longer serves me? Perhaps it served in the days in the past, but no longer does now. And maybe he shows you something and maybe he doesn't. Either way, are you able to put that into your hands? Imagine that going into your hands in this moment. And are you able to bring that as an offering before the Lord? Bringing it to Jesus. What is it that he wants to do with that thing? Whether you have a burden in your hands or there is nothing there, what is it that Jesus desires to do with that? And whatever Jesus is offering you, are you able to receive that? Whatever he wants to do. Take a moment to scan the body, the heart, the mind. What are your thoughts towards this? What are your feelings? Just observing. Allowing ourselves to connect with ourselves and connect with the Lord. And if for some of you he's taken that burden, what is it that he wants to give you in replacement? God is the God of the great exchange. We bring our brokenness and he offers us something different. He offers us something better. What does he have for you today? And if he's given you something, are you able to receive it? How does it make you feel? What's happening internally for you? Do you want to lean into that which God is giving you, or do you find yourself wanting to draw away or something in between? So in this place, taking a few nice deep breaths again. If you need to settle back in, notice that seat you're seated upon or your feet on the floor. Notice the quality of your breath. Maybe you lengthen it out once again, if that feels good for you. So we're going to take some time meditating on Psalm 91, just starting in verse 1. We're going to read it several times, just allowing it to soak in, allowing yourself to chew on it. Notice what stands out for you. This first time I read it is from the Passion Translation. when you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai. You are hidden in the strength of God Most High. Reading it a second time, can you allow your imagination for visual to come into this scripture? What do you see when you hear these words? When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. And as I read it a third time, what is it that the Holy Spirit is revealing to you? What is it that He's inviting you into? When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. We're going to continue to meditate on this scripture, but I'm going to read it from another version. So notice, what do you notice this time as I read it the first time in the New King James Version? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And again, as I read this version a second time, I invite you to allow your vision to come into this. What do you see? Is it similar to what you saw the first time, or is it different? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to read it one more time. What is it that you can breathe in from this scripture? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Where is it today that you are seated? Where are you dwelling? What does it look like to be seated enthroned under the shadow of God? What does it look like for you to abide, to dwell in the secret place? What is it the Holy Spirit's inviting you into? Is abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, does that bring you comfort? Or does it cause you agitation or fear? Remembering it isn't about are you having the right or the wrong response. It's about simply seeing what's going on. and allowing that to be a place of connection with the Lord. If He reveals to you something you didn't know, it's because He wants to walk with you through it. He wants to be with you in it. God desires relationship with you. And not when you get better, but right now. Do you believe that you can be hidden in the strength of the Almighty God? To believe that He wants to offer you safety, security. Is that one way that you know God? Or does that feel foreign to you? God, I thank You for each one listening this week. Thank You that You know them by name, that You love them. That through this little tool of Cultivate Connection, You reach out into their lives. And You bring Your Spirit to touch their hearts, their minds, even their bodies, Lord. God, I'm asking that You will heal us where we need to be healed. Where our minds need to be renewed this week, Lord, will You bring the revelation of Your truth, of Your word, to set us free from thought patterns that hinder us from knowing You more. Will You teach us what it means to be enthroned under Your shadow and to be hidden in Your strength? Show us how to abide in the secret place, Your secret place with us, God. I bless you this week to find a deeper connection with the Lord. To find this secret place with Him. And to be hidden in His strength in all you do. Amen.